nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
Hi, this is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Welcome, parents and guardians. This episode of the Education for All radio show will focus, as always, on parenting and education topics in order to help you build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success in the upcoming week. We'd like to thank our sponsors. This month, we have as individual sponsors Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr. We also have our corporate sponsor. We have Mr. Willie Moore Jr. Please visit his website at www.williemoorejr.org. That's WILLIEMOOREJR.org. And if you would like to sponsor a show, then please make sure that you contact me, your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington, at Carletta, CARLETTA, at education, the number 4, all, Inc., I-N-C, .com. Carletta at educationforallinc.com. Also, if you have a product or a service that you feel can benefit parents, then please contact me, your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington, so that we can discuss your advertising and sponsorship needs. We also want you to visit our website to learn more about our programs, our resources, scholarships, and to see our Involved Parent magazine, as well as to listen to previous episodes of the Education for All radio show. Please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. And then I want to remind you of our upcoming 2015 Spring College Tour. This tour is being co-sponsored with iSearch Grant and Scholarship Consultants. Ms. Barbara Prim can be reached at her website is www.weleap4, that's the numeral 4, literacy.com. Please be sure to visit her website to learn more about tutoring and other services that she provides. So our tour will focus on two universities, Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, known as SIUC, and Southeast Missouri State University, known as SEMO. Our tour package includes college prep workshop, transportation, continental breakfast, campus visit journal, snacks, two college campus tours, and lunch at Lambert's in Sykeston, Missouri, home of the Throwed Rolls restaurant. So our fees, please visit the website. We have rates for students. We're taking students as young as sixth grade because we want you to make sure that you prepare your children early for college. It's never too early to start. So sixth grade through 12th grade students are invited to participate. And then also we have rates available for parents and guardians or adult chaperones ages 18 and up. You can find information and registration on our website. The website is, again, www.educationforallinc.com. Once you go on the website, there is a banner in the center page that says Spring College Tour, Thursday, March the 12th. Click here for more information and register today. Registration is available online. You are able to pay through multiple forms of payment. If you need credit card or PayPal, so please visit the website for registration information. And also give us a call if you have any questions or you need further assistance with registering for this event. The number is 314-397-8757, 314-397-8757. So today's topic, as we mentioned, deals with report cards. So report cards, when, how, and what next? Our special guest, Dr. LaDonna Barnett, is a professional school counselor with 20 years of middle and high school experience. So I want you to tune in. If you have other parents that you know really need this information, whether their children are in elementary, middle, high school, or college, please contact them so they can tune in to hear what Dr. LaDonna Barnett has to say about report cards, the how, when, and what behind report cards, so that you're not left in the dark when it comes to your child's report cards. So at this time, let's welcome Dr. Barnett to the show. And if you have questions at any point, please press 1 so that I may bring you into the conversation. Good evening, Dr. Barnett. How are you today?
Good evening. Just fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for joining us. We know you have a very busy schedule, being a school counselor, lots of responsibilities, and we know that grading has taken place. It's never ending, and we're coming on the end of the school year. So, again, we really do appreciate your support and you joining us here today. So we talk about report cards. Let's talk first about how many report cards parents should expect to see in one school year.
A parent should expect to receive 4 report cards in one school year. And, well, it'll be 2 actual report cards and then 2 progress reports, equivalent
okay.
to the 4 cycles in a semester or in a school year.
Okay. And I think that's important. Some may say, well, why that question? I know that when I was teaching, some parents I found were not aware of that, and I just always found that in a fascinating experience, because report cards have really been on the same cycle for decades. But I know that some schools are on trimesters and some other types of schedules. But generally across the board that we're looking for, you mentioned about 4 in the school year mixed with progress reports, correct?
Right. That is correct. And so each school year starts in – most schools start in August, and then there is a quarter. The quarter usually ends around the first, early second week of October. And then the second quarter would end in what we call first semester in December. So that would be right before most districts take their winter break. And then the report card would be mailed
mm-hmm.
home after the break, usually in January, within the first or second week in January upon the return to school and the new year. And then there's another quarter that comes in March. And, again, that's usually going to be possibly the week before the spring break, and most school districts take spring breaks usually in March, some are in April, but it would still be
mm-hmm.
right before the break. And then the report card wouldn't actually come out possibly until after the spring break, depending upon, again, when that spring break falls for that particular district. And then, of course, the end of the semester would be the last day of school, and in some districts it's in May before Memorial Day, and others it might not be until the first or second week in June, depending upon the dates that
mm-hmm.
they start school. And so teachers are required to update their grades at least every 2 weeks, and some type of teacher report might be mailed home at that time, and then every 6 weeks, the students should receive a progress report. Some districts might mail those reports home. However, again, with a lot of school districts having financial issues, then the report cards
right.
or the progress reports might actually be given to the student to take home, or they may do that online. So a lot of school districts now also have online grading programs. One would be like a Tyler's
mm-hmm.
K-12, or I believe there's like a Redeker, Edline, but there are a number
Edline.
Of...
Edline, uh-huh.
Yes, there are a number of different programs, and each district might use a different program. But that means that the parent, as well as the student, has access up to the minute daily on their grades. And
mm-hmm.
most of those sites will also list the assignments that are due, the assignments that were given, the grade that your child received on that particular assignment. as well as the class average for that particular assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of allows you to be able to keep up with what's going on in terms of your child and their education.
And that's really advanced. Now, that's the part that has changed for many parents. So for parents who are listening or those who may be grandparents or aunts and uncles, you know, pass that information on to parents or those in your family, those in your neighborhood, et cetera. Let them know, you know, that they can check their child's progress on a frequent basis. So quite honestly, there really isn't any reason for a parent not to know their child's progress at any point because that information is available online. And as Dr. Barnett stated, you can find the actual assignments that are listed. So whereas maybe a few years ago it was school districts were experimenting with this and piloting the program, many just are now across the board have adopted this type of system, and it's online. And for parents who may have limited access to computers and the system, there are several options outside of the school. Always visit your public library. Many public libraries have free access as long as you have your library card. So you just contact your public library to find out what information is needed. Usually it's a picture ID and a utility bill or some proof of your actual address. And the library cards are free. So you can get free access not just to books, but also to use the computers and use that opportunity to look up your child's information at his or her school regarding his grades. And then what are some other processes or, I guess, strategies and things that may be available, Dr. Barnett, for parents who may say, well, I'm limited on my computer access, or maybe I'm not tech savvy, so I'm a little afraid of using this information. What advice can you give them?
Okay, a lot of schools will hold like a computer night and or a computer education literacy night. And so to help those parents who may not be as tech savvy at least have the opportunity to be able to access that information, specifically their grades, their other possible online programs. A lot of the teachers use online. The textbooks are not just textbooks anymore, but they're also online. And so showing parents the access to that type of information as well. Parents can also go to, I think it's FedEx, and not the Kinko's, I'm sorry, the Kinko's FedEx stores, and they have computer access as well. University libraries may also offer some access to you, and depending upon if you are in school, of course, at that particular university, the St. Louis Community College is open and available. You can go in and ask for access to their online system as well. And so, of course, know that the time frame is going to be limited at those particular sites in terms of, you know, the amount of time that you're able to use the system. The other way that parents can stay abreast of what's going on is just the basic old-fashioned telephone. Just pick up the phone and call the school. And unlike elementary school, the child in middle school has and high school have multiple teachers. Well, obviously, you really don't need to speak with every teacher, but it is to your advantage to speak specifically with those teachers where your child is experiencing the most difficulty. And that may require you to have to, you know, play a little bit of telephone tag or, again, if you have email or access to email, emailing teachers is a really good thing. Even on the Tyler or Edline systems, you can email teachers through those programs as well. But just go fast. Picking up the telephone. You can also contact the counselor or even one of the teachers to set up a parent conference, a parent-teacher conference, and they'll pull the student in on that conference as well so that student can understand and hear and also be able to have the support of their parent there so they can speak freely and say how they may feel in a particular class, possibly the way they're being treated or maybe not understanding the process as to how to turn in their homework, that nature.
Now, when we talk about report cards, some people dread getting report cards. Sometimes parents dread seeing their child's report card. And sometimes it's not always that bad. I mean, that immediate report card might look bad, but in the larger scheme of things, there are still some things that can be put in place to help the child get back on track and to be successful. And these things may include summer school, but there may be some other things available and programs available that parents are not necessarily aware of. So let's say that a child receives a bad report card or even what they consider to be a bad report card, because if you know your child is not working to their potential, even if they have an A and they ended up with a B, you know, but you know that your child can make an A. They've been capable before the previous quarter or the previous semester, now something's going on. So what are some things that parents can do to help their children get back on track so that it does not become a worst-case scenario down the road?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The main thing would be setting up a homework time at home and a place, a quiet place where that child can work on their homework. And so that could be the kitchen table, that could be the, you know, living room table, just any place, their room possibly, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend their room just because you want to make sure they are actually working on their homework. However, checking the homework, and it's not a matter of you checking each answer for accuracy, but it's a matter of seeing that they've answered each of those questions, because I do understand,
right,
and school systems do understand that sometimes the way the math is done in school and being taught may be totally foreign to how you might come to that answer. So it's not so much of finding the right answer, but it's as much as knowing that they've completed it. Now, of course, that child needs to go to school and
also
turn the paper in.
Right. Also, I wanted to add that the child can explain it. Because if they can't explain it, you know, they may have just put anything down on the paper or written a short answer, but if they can't explain it, then maybe your child isn't quite understanding it either, and you know that there are some issues. Because I know I used to tell my parents, I'm not expecting you to be the expert. This is your child who's in school. And like you said, just check to make sure it's completed and then see if they can explain at least one or two other questions or problems or whatever it may be. We have a caller with a question. Let's take this caller.
Yes.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Yes. Caller, do you have a question or a comment? Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Let's continue, Dr. Barnett.
All right, and so that is a perfect point. Any time, any downtime that you have with your child might be making the note cards. I mean, you can put vocabulary words on one side and put the definition on the other side, the same thing for your math facts. And so anything that you're studying that you need to kind of remember, you need to know, putting it on those index cards and using them anytime you're standing in line, you're waiting at the bank, you're at the grocery store, you're sitting in the car in traffic. And so just have them run through those cards. And as you stated, asking that old-fashioned question, so how was your day, what'd you do at school, what'd you learn in school today, and having them actually, as opposed to saying, oh, it was fine, we learned about math.
Right.
No, explained. Give me a full, complete sentence. What did you talk about in math class? What did they talk about in social studies? What did your science teacher show on the board today? And asking them those questions. And so, again, what book did you guys read in your reading class? And say, oh, yeah, I remember that book. And to try to engage them in conversation so that they get comfortable sharing that information with you. You may also...
Right.
Some children might need tutoring. They may need a little extra help. As the students get older, the math classes get a little harder. And so Some schools do offer tutoring after school at no cost. Some churches within the communities mm-hmm. also may have some tutoring that would be no cost. It would be in the evening. There's Sylvan Learning Center, and they, too, I think there's Kumon, the Y. Now, they may charge a fee, but so you would have to check with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mind's Head Academy, and I'm not sure if they charge a fee or not. They're a newer program within the St. Louis area. There are also online programs,
mm-hmm.
Khan Academy, and he has subjects on every topic in school from kindergarten through post-secondary education. And so that's another good access, another good site. As you mentioned earlier, there's summer school there for those high school students who may need to catch up on some credits. They need some additional credits. They may have possibly not passed a class. Then they can pay for what's called correspondence coursework. Some districts do offer night school programs. So if your district does not have
mm-hmm.
night school, you can check with another district to see if you can pay. I know within a district, the student still has to pay for the night school class, so they may also have it would possibly be a higher fee for a student who is not within the district, but you would still have to pay for that student to take school class.
And that credit still goes back, so they still get that credit even if they have to look outside their district, correct?
That is correct, as long as they've passed the class. So remember,
assuming they pass it, right.
Right. You only earn credit when you pass.
And so,
yes.
So would they be able to find help through the counselor? So is it really building that relationship with their school counselor to find out about these additional resources? Because I know as a teacher, I wasn't necessarily aware of everything. So I'd say go to the counselor. So definitely building that relationship with the counselor to see what other alternatives out there exist to get them back on track. Sounds
Absolutely.
Like that's the key thing.
Absolutely. That is very important. And even when, say, the counselor just sees something that comes about just because you've mentioned, like, a parent might have spoken with you about their child's reading level, and you know that
mm-hmm.
they're concerned about their reading level and they're not on their grade level for reading. And as the year goes, you get different – the counselor gets mailings from many different places on different topics and issues – and they know that you're interested in a reading program, and they get something on a reading program. Like St. Louis University offers a summer reading institute. The University of Missouri St. Louis has
mm-hmm.
an evening reading clinic. And so they may just shoot you an email and about that information. So they may not always pick up the phone because it is a lot of things. There are a lot
mm-hmm.
of things going on within the office, but they can multitask and send you an email while they are, you know, possibly, you know, on the phone with someone else or, you know, just running by the office. So that's always
mm-hmm.
important. But usually they keep track of either on paper or in their own minds, knowing that, oh, this parent is interested in this. And so when it comes across their desk, they do want to communicate that to you. I did want to mention before, because I know we're getting short on time, and at the college level,
mm-hmm.
they also have what's called midterm grades, which would be like our quarter grades within a K through 12 system.
Uh-huh.
And so that would still be like in October and again in March. So it's kind of like a progress report, but it is an actual grade. It's not their that's the grade that they're going to receive the credit on, but it is a grade that they
mm-hmm.
know how they're progressing in that particular class, so they know if they need to get some extra help or not. And also at the university level, there are student centers, and within each student center, there is like an academic advising center where you can sign up for additional help, for tutoring. Some universities or colleges
mm-hmm.
will offer where a person might go to class or sit in a class, not necessarily with that student, but with that teacher or instructor, so they know the information that that person needs. And then when they're tutoring with you, they fully understand what's expected. Also, parents don't have access to, wouldn't have, access to their students' grade at the college or university level. Some universities do allow if you write a letter and then your child does have to give you permission. Even though you may be paying the bill, you have to get your child in order to get a copy of their grades. And so also keeping that relationship open with your child as well at the university level. But you do want to make sure you check those semester or the midterm grades and just to see, hey, how's it really going? So we know children have a tendency to say, oh, everything's great, and it's really not.
Great, right. So what would you have as a last word of advice in about maybe 40 seconds? What would you say to parents regarding report cards?
I would say if you don't receive a report card, either by hand from your child or within the mail, and you know in October, March, January, and May, pick up the phone and call the school.
Yeah. And you know what, parents, you can go online and find out when report cards are distributed. So if you forget, you know, these months that Dr. Barnett has mentioned, go online. Universities print out, have their calendars posted online. School districts post their calendars. Schools post their calendars. And they let you know when report cards and other important events are taking place. So always check online and definitely put those phones to use. Many of us have a smartphone, so let's use that when it comes to our email, with contact with our school counselors and teachers, et cetera, and checking those school calendars so you can get that information. Well, Dr. Barnett, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. We thank you so much for joining us, and
thank
we look
for
forward to having you on the show again at a later time.
Thank you. Thank you.
As we close out tonight's show, we hope that you have truly enjoyed yourself. And we want to give, again, special thanks to our sponsors. We have Maxine and Eddie Jordan Jr. and also Mr. Willie Moore Jr. And we'd like you to like us, follow us, and connect with us. Twitter is Ed for All. We're at Ed for All, Inc., STL. Instagram, we're at Education for All, Inc., STL. And then Facebook is at Education for All, Inc., STL. Thank you so much. Please join us next week. Our guest will be Ms. Charlotte Owens. She will talk about taxes and what parents need to know and be aware of regarding taxes. And then on the 15th, we will talk about the college tour. We have a college tour scheduled for March 12th, so if you want more information, visit our website or call me at 314-397-8757. And then we will see you. So we will see you next week, same time. And again, remember, join us with Charlotte Owens to discuss taxes and what parents need to know. Thank you very much. If you have a question for our guests that you did not get a chance to ask, please feel free to email me and I'll make sure I get you in touch with our guests. Thank you, and I pray favor and blessings upon all our parents and guardians everywhere to prepare your children for academic success this week.
Nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.